Death Cab for Cutie play live for us today, and we talk with the leaders of the band, Ben Gibbard and Chris Walla. Ben is also part of the Postal Service, and Chris's talents as a producer are much sought after. Death Cab got their name from a song from the British Zanies, the Bonzo Dog Band. Their new album, Plans, follows up the very successful Transatlanticism, which got a bunch of exposure on the OC when one of the main characters, Seth, proclaimed them his favorite band. Leader Ben Gibbard proves a deep thinker on this album, and I start our conversation off noting the themes of inevitability and even the end of life that are part of the many songs on Plans. Ben notes that he is growing up.
I feel like I'm at an age now. I'm 29 years old, which is still young, but I feel like the time of life of kind of feeling invincible seems to be ending for me personally. You know, that sense of kind of the world being a huge open kind of sea of possibilities, and that I look around me at people I know, and it seems like people are kind of either finding their niche or trying desperately to find one before it's too late. And I don't know, I guess I've always been kind of more obsessed, I think, with kind of, you know, destinations and endings rather than journeys. So in my own kind of life, I've been just more obsessed kind of with death in general, mortality, I guess. I haven't verbalized it very much, so if I'm not as articulate as I'd like to be, I apologize.
No, well, that part of this, though, this whole realization of the inevitability of death is about making choices and realizing that your choices become more important. Some of the times I found when I was younger, I would just leave things open. You know, I wouldn't make that choice. I'd give myself out in various ways. Do you think having your own place, having a family, etc., makes the inevitability of making these choices part of the process?
I think that maybe I see people kind of as you grow older, I think your windows start to close a little bit, and you don't have the ability to have things be as open as you maybe once did. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that's a horrible thing. I'm not trying to, you know, be dire about, you know, that kind of eventuality, but I think it's at least interesting. It has been really interesting to me over the last couple of years, just as I've been writing material that has become this record. It's been a theme that, you know, has kind of been on my mind more than before, I guess.
One of the great quotes that also jumped out of the record at me is begins the song, what Sarah said, and it came to me then that every plan is a tiny prayer to Father Time, which is just a fabulous way to put it. That's kind of goes along with the John Lennon line about, you know, life is what happens while we're busy making other plans.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of. And I mean, I think that what I was trying to kind of capture with that line is based as much in this quip that I remember hearing at one point about how, you know, how do you make God laugh? You make a plan. You actually set up, you know, a series of events that you want to accomplish. And I can make plans for 5 minutes from now, and they may not, you know, I may, you know, get hit by a ton of bricks on the way out of this building or something like that, and they may not happen. So I've always thought it's just kind of an interesting kind of, you know, more of a point of just kind of giving yourself over to, you know, I think it's just kind of a rather beautiful thing to kind of give yourself over to chance rather than making long-term kind of plans and goals. And I mean, while there's something obviously important about that, I find myself trying to give myself over to, you know, not having a plan more than I usually have in the past. And whether or not that's working or not, I don't know. So,
well, Death Cab for Cutie's new album is called Plans, and you can play some things from it for us live.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, what's first?
We're gonna play a song called Soul Meets Body, which is the first single.
I want to live where soul meets body, and let the sun wrap its arms around me, and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel what it's like to be new, 'cause in my head there's a Greyhound station where I send my thoughts to far off destinations so they may have a chance of finding a place where they're far more suited than ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- cannot guess what we'll discover when we turn the dirt with our palms cupped like shovels. But I know our filthy hands can wash one another's, and not one speck will read. And I do believe it's true that there are roads left in both of our shoes. But if the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near, 'cause you're the only song I want to hear. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Where's so me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near, 'cause you're the only song I want to hear. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
Death Cab for Cutie, you're playing live for us today on the Cafe, and that is Soul Meets Body, a song you may have heard some from already from their first album for Atlantic Records this time around. Chris, maybe you can speak to this. Chris Walla is with us also, who produced the album. What's the relationship between this album and Transatlanticism?
I think that this record is sort of... I don't know, actually. My feeling about it is kind of changing from day to day. Like, sometimes I feel like they're kind of the same record in two pieces. And mm-hmm. I think today, I think that they're further apart than that. I feel like it's more of a... different sort of statement, actually. I feel like, whereas Transatlanticism is something that's pretty big and pretty forward and loud and whatever else, this is, I think it's a lot more compact. I think it's got a much more personal sort of air about it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I support you in that view. That rings true for me. Have you had any chance to kind of ruminate on what has to be called the success of Transatlanticism? It certainly brought you guys to more people than ever before. Of course, that can happen for any number of reasons that are out of a band's control. But do you have any feel for what you guys put into that album that maybe resonated with people more?
I haven't really given it too much thought, just because I feel it's kind of... It's kind of almost fruitless to kind of, you know, try to ask questions after the fact about why something was popular and why something wasn't. It seems like it's all the factors are completely out of one's control, as far as, you know, nobody can make a hit movie or make a hit record. It seems like the things just happen. And I've kind of felt that outside of a number of kind of maybe changing tides in pop culture that have kind of allowed for bands like us and the Shins and Modest Mouse and whoever else to kind of find more of a mainstream audience, I think that I feel like we're just kind of in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. I kind of have to kind of always default to that, because I think that anything else kind of gets into kind of weird back padding, you know, kind of patting oneself on the back about, you know, well, we just made this really tremendous record, and just, of course, it resonated with people.
Right.
A lot of people make tremendous records, and a lot of people make great records that don't, you know, that aren't as successful as this last one. So I feel very proud of the record, but I also feel that, you know, we were just happened to be in the right place at the right time for this, you know, for our music to really resonate with people.
Good answer. I would concur with a lot of that.
Thank you.
Death Cab for Cutie here with us, and we're hearing some live versions of songs from Plans. What's up next?
We're going to play a song called Crooked Teeth.
It was 100 degrees as we sat beneath a willow tree, whose tears didn't care, they just hung in the air and refused to fall, to fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call, and now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall, and there was no doubt about which side I was on. I built you a home in my heart with rotten wood, and it decayed from the start, 'cause you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. No, you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. I braved treacherous streets and kids strung out on homemade speed, and we shared a bed in which I could not sleep at all. Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause that night the sun in retreat made the sky line look like crooked teeth in the mouth of a man was devouring us both. You're so cute when you slur in your speech, but they're closing the bar and they want us to leave, and you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. No, you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing. My head is weak, my heart always speaks before I know what it will say. And you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing. Churches, theme parks, and malls, but there was nothing there all alone.
Crooked Teeth from Death Cab for Cutie's brand new Plans disc. We're having a chance to talk with Ben Gibbard, who wrote the bulk of the songs on the album, as he usually does for the band, and Chris Walla, who produced, as he usually does for the band. Ben, you and Chris met in high school?
No, we met, we had a mutual friend, and I was playing drums in a band, strangely enough, that Nick was playing bass in, and another guy named Armand Bond, who's a great songwriter and a great kid from Bellingham. We were playing in a band together, and I had a Teenage Fan Club t-shirt on, and Chris noticed that and appreciated it, and we got to talking, and then, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
You know, Teenage Fan Club were recently here on the cafe, and they are kind of like the new Velvet Underground, in that more bands formed after falling in love with Teenage Fan Club than anybody else.
I think it's a bold statement, but I would tend to agree with you, as they are my favorite band. So.
I hope that's true.
Ben, I got to ask you what you were like in high school, and of course this is leading as to whether you were indeed a Seth Cohen type.
I think I dressed about the same as I do now, probably some more kind of Britpop-y striped t-shirts and a different haircut that was even more awkward than the one I have now. But I don't have any kind of, you know, strong memories, kind of negative or positive, about high school. I just kind of went and did it and got it over with, and, you know, met people to play music with, and I almost like chose this, the college that I went to based on the fact that there were people there that I could play music with. So, I mean, I don't really have any really kind of strong kind of feelings either way about it. The answer is no. I don't feel like I was a Seth Cohen type character.
We bring that up because Seth, of course, is the character on the OC who is a huge fan of Death Cab, the band got to be on the show. And in today's strange music world, something like that has got to make a big impression on a lot of people. And so that has got to be mentioned in the Death Cab story.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it's weird. I mean, because we played a festival a couple weeks ago with the Flaming Lips, and I was talking to Wayne Coyne, and he was saying that they were doing this weird cruise boat thing where, they were playing on a cruise, and, you know, there were a lot of hippie bands and DJs and stuff. And I was asking him, like, yeah, well, you know, why'd you do that? And I was like, well, why wouldn't you do that? It's something crazy to do. You know, any way you can kind of mix it up and kind of, you know, make, you know, performance of music and make your appearance as a band strange and kind of, you know, atypical, I think is a good thing. And I feel the same way about us going on the OC to a certain extent. It's just kind of, you know, of course, why wouldn't we go on the show? That's crazy. Bands don't go on, you know, network TV shows like that. That's not something that happens. And, you know, so I had a great time with it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Death Cab for Cutie are our guests. We're hearing some live tunes. And what's next?
We're going to play a song off Transatlanticism called Title and Registration.
Accurately named, and everybody knows it. So I'm proposing a swift, orderly change. It's behind its door, there's nothing to keep my fingers warm, and all I find are souvenirs from better times. For the gleam of your taillights fading east, to find yourself a better life. I was searching for some legal document. Is the rain beat down on the hood when I stumbled upon pictures I tried to forget? And that's how this idea was drilled into my head. It's too important to stay the way it's been. But there's no plan for how our love did slowly fade. And now that it's gone, it's like it wasn't there at all. And here I rest with disappointment. Lying awake at night, and there's no plan for how our love did slowly fade. And now that it's gone, it's like it wasn't there at all. Here I rest, where disappointment and regret collide, lying awake at night, all night, when I'm lying awake at night. ¶¶
Great to hear that, a live version of Title and Registration as Death Cab for Cutie are playing live for us today on the Cafe. And I heard rumors that you guys have a cover you've worked up.
We have, actually. We were just here, and we kind of decided to kind of throw it together and learned it on the fly, and we're going to do a cover of Matthew Sweet's Sick of Myself, which is a song that I, for some reason have been completely obsessed with recently. It's just the simplest pop song, but it's just so effective. I mean, it's kind of, there's everything that should happen happens in that song, so...
Starstruck by something in your eyes that is keeping my hope alive. But I'm sick of myself when I look at you. Something is beautiful and true. A world that's ugly and a lie. It's hard to even want to try. Choice to leave you, I'll throw away a chance at greatness just to make this dream come into play. I don't know if I'll find a way, 'cause I'm sick of myself when I look at you. Something is beautiful and true, a world that's ugly. Hard to even want to try, and I'm beginning to think that baby you don't know. I'm beginning to think that baby you don't know. There's something in your eyes that is key. Something is beautiful and true. A world that's ugly and a lie. It's hard to even want to try.
Sick of Myself, the song, those of you who know Matthew Sweet know, great song. And yeah, Ben, you're right. It's quite a simple song, but it's all there. It's all well said, definitely.
Yeah, it's great. I remember the first time I ever heard that song, it was just instantaneously just drawn right into it, you know, and I've kind of been going back to some of his records that I really enjoyed when I was younger and finding them to be just as, you know, rich as I remember them being.
Now, are you the kind of guy who gets obsessed with stuff? I mean, do you put something on, I don't know how you listen to music, but if you put it on an iPod or whatever and just end up with a certain album or a certain song over and over?
I do that every once in a while. I find it with the iPod, it's more difficult for me to focus on listening to a record just because I find myself, you know, thinking about all the other things I could be listening to at that point because it's all, you know, literally but just a... You know, kind of spin the finger away. But yeah, we were just on a flight just recently, and I found myself listening to Sick of Myself, I think maybe 15 or 20 times in a row. So yeah, I do get obsessed like that sometimes.
Well, cool to hear that. Thanks, guys, a lot for playing live today, and congratulations again on Plans.
Yeah, thank you. It was our
thanks,
pleasure.
Thanks, Steven.
Plans is the new one from Death Cab for Cutie, and thanks to Ben Gibbard and Chris Walla for joining us today here on the World Cafe.
Our thanks to Death Cab for Cutie, our guest today. And if you're looking for that new album from them, Plans, you might as well get it from us. You can find our World Cafe CD store at our new address at worldcafe.npr.org. To discover more new music, you can now download World Cafe Shortcuts as a podcast. That's an audio file that's delivered to your computer or MP3 audio player each week, featuring World Cafe in-studio performances and interviews. Simply visit worldcafe.npr.org and click on NPR Podcast to learn how to subscribe.